Hello, and here I am again with the next video on my request list. I'm afraid my request list is still quite long, but I'm trying to get through them. And I just wanted to say there's a couple of people in the past and now that have requested videos from me. And then when I've got to them, I've realised they're already on my channel. So if you've requested a video and you haven't seen it posted, could you please just check my channel, look under the right playlist, or you know, search for the right words, because some of you are requesting videos that I've already, let's just adjust the camera, that I've actually already done. So obviously I don't do them again, I go to my next one on my request list. So if you've made a request of me and you're thinking she hasn't done it, it's been like 3.5 years, just check to see whether I've gone past it, because it was actually already on my channel. Anyway, so this one's going to be quite a long video because this is for a life path master 22-4. And as we know, it's the elements of the life path that are the most important thing. And master energies always have double the amount of tasks that the single life path numbers have. So it's like a double long video because there's double the amount of tasks. You have to achieve the double two. So you have to be... achieve all the elements of the two, but in double amazing intensity, as well as mastering the four energy as well, and often the four at higher vibration. So there's double the amount of tasks for you to learn as a 22-4. And you've brought with you an expression number five. Now I can go deeper with the expression number to the types. I can even add in the soul urge number and other numbers in your chart and make the video more personal to you, but you'd need to join my channel for that. So if you want a really in-depth video that digs into the sub lessons, shows you your purpose in detail, and then shows you how all the other numbers in your chart interact, what you're going to find difficult, what you'll find hard, then just click join on my channel and click option two or above and you're laughing. And if you choose option one, you get a one-to-one service as well. So let's get started. So I'm going to break down the elements of the master 22-4 and show you how the expression number helps or hinders that element. But first of all, we're going to look at exactly what you're here to achieve, and then in a nutshell what your talents are, and then we're going to start breaking down the elements of the life path master 22-4. When I look at them before I start, I think, ooh, a life path master 22-4 is all about building safety and security and stability for the world. And this person's brought with them an expression number that is fearless, loves to take risks and courageous. So with some videos I say take more risks, I said, you know, be intuitive about it, blah blah blah. But in this video, it's going to be, whoa, think about safety and security more. So you might do more things that are dangerous and you might be more fearless. But you're here actually to bring safety, stability and security and nurture the people around you. But your fiveness will make you want to get out there and adventure and go traveling and communicate with the world and write books. And then your life path number is asking you to look after people one to one and build security and stability. So, you know, this can be quite a difficult combination, but let's look at how, first of all, what you've got to do and what you can do, and then we'll start breaking those elements down. So I put a bit of extra on the life path master 22-4 because it can cover many things. So when you're a life path master 22-4, you're an old soul. You're here to do something special, like an 11, like a 33. You're an old soul, so you've come with double the tasks. It's like, you know, when you're an older student, you do harder work. You've come with a harder job to do. And often master energies go through a bit more rubbish in their life and they have to deal with more things that are there to develop them to a higher level. And, you know, this can sometimes damage a master energy. But what we're asking for is that it helps the master energy to learn rather than damages them. So you must channel world-changing ideas as a master 11 and manifest those ideas on Earth to achieve specifically world it's a world focused life path, okay? World security, world safety and world stability. Now that's a big subject. So in what areas are we thinking about like security and stability? Well, of course, there's many ways for you to actually express that in your life. There's personal security, safety and stability, like your own security is important. So financial in business, so there's financial security and stability. Physical health and stability. Many Master 22-4s are yoga teachers. They teach physical strength and stability and safety. Maybe exercise and diet, mental and emotional strength and stability, home and family, knowing that you have enough, that the world is abundant. That's the personal stability. But remember, you're here to be a world focus. The Master 22-4 isn't just about finding their own stability and security and safety. They're here to help bring it to the world. So how could they do that? Well, there's many areas, isn't there? It could be the armed forces, bring something new to enhance military security, thus the safety of countries. Environmental, bring innovative ideas and businesses and insights that actually clean our seas or improve our environment and get rid of pollution and help animal life and, you know, promote plant growth and nourish our soils, you know, to make us really, and in the seas as well, make the seas cleaner, help animal life. You know, this all helps to bring humanity more stability and security. Then you've got financial stability and security. You might want to bring innovative ideas and insights, build a safe and secure business or even an empire, or work in the financial industry, helping whatever it is your country is, to be more safe and stable and secure. That gives you a world focus in a financial way. Or it might be personal, as I said, like personal health and strength, like a yoga teacher, fitness, mental, emotional, a spiritual teacher. Being as it's double two, you know, you're here to pull people close with double the intensity. It's very likely to be a personal service, but the Master 22-4 can work for the world, for the armed forces, world security. They could bring innovation that helps the whole world to be more safe and secure, that keeps our plant life alive. Financial security, helping us stop have a global crash financially. They're all about safety, stability and security in whatever medium you decide to go into, whether it's helping people on a personal level and that going global, or whether you're going into global areas and bringing it safety. It depends what you're interested in and of course what your other numbers are that will help you decide how you're going to express your Master 22-4 in this earth. Okay, so you're a Master 22-4, you're an old soul, you're here to do something special. You've got to channel world-changing ideas and then not just stop there, manifest those ideas on Earth to achieve world security, stability and safety. Stability in the body, the heart and the world. You've got to develop an attitude of service and use your keen intuition to be sensitive to the needs of others, double the intensity, and sensitive to the needs of the world as one energy entity. You've got to learn to be a master builder of world security in whatever medium or whatever area becomes your focus. Set world-changing goals, work meticulously, consistently, and hard, but with rest breaks, to achieve every step of your goals so that you can bring that world stability that you're here to bring. The expression 5 is very adventurous and very rebellious, and you're good at engaging in varied experience, especially when you're looking for a passion. So you're very adventurous, you're good at experiencing the world and then deciding on a specific passion or mastery that will bring you balanced independence, not dependence, and personal freedom. You're able to balance your need for variation and adventure and travel and fun and with your with your discipline to your mastery and, of course, your family. You're focused and committed to one subject to mastery to achieve freedom via focus and discipline and mastery. And that's where, you know, that's going to be really important. Your ability to focus when you find your mastery will be really helpful for your Master 22-4. You've got excellent communication skills, charismatic social skills. You're also fearless, and you encourage others to be fearless when you are in a purpose that is actually here to actually bring safety and stability and security. So it's that fearless edge to you that might become an issue at times, amongst other things. So you're a Master 22-4, you're an old soul, you're as spiritual as you are practical. You've got one foot in the spiritual and one foot in the practical. You're here to channel and then manifest, not just channel and leave them in the clouds, channel then manifest those ideas in reality to build real, tangible safety, stability and security in people all over the world, or in any area that supports the world, like finance, like the environment, like, you know, social and culture, all those areas that have a world focus. And you've got to learn to handle that master energy, because it's like being under a waterfall of energy when you're a master number. And if you don't do daily spiritual practice to help you master and focus that energy, it's going to give you nervous tension and anxiety, and you're going to struggle to manifest anything on this earth. And you've got a big responsibility to the team and the world to build structures. And that's buildings, concepts, bodies, minds, spirits, businesses, homes, families, organization, even empires, for the purpose of bringing the world and you and your community and the world more stability, security and safety. It's a big responsibility, and it's not going to be an easy one. But you're an expression number 5, so you're a 5 talent energy. It means that you're good at learning multiple topics, so you're going to be quite scattered, and you're here to be focused. So, you know, at first this is going to be an issue. You love to study, you know, you're good at studying spiritual, philosophical subjects, and you are extremely naturally intuitive, which is really good for your double 2 in your life path, because the 2 needs to be intuitive and the double 2 needs to be doubly intuitive. You have the potential in the 5 to be disciplined and focused enough to build great things, which is great, but you're probably going to have to find a passion and a mastery first, which I would expect anyone to do anyway. So you have the ability to be focused and to be disciplined when you've found that mastery and that area that you want to focus on. However, on the opposite polarity, you can be scattered and unfocused and changeable, especially if you haven't found your focus yet. You may suffer from that nervous tension without daily spiritual practice to manage that master energy. So support your life path, Master 22-4, by deepening your spiritual abilities with daily spiritual practice, meditation, visualization to manage you channeling that intense energy to your jobs, to your intentions for the day, to enable you to channel ideas and deal with them and focus your energy on each individual task, because it's an intense energy that will scatter you if you don't manage it and focus it. So use your passion and your discipline and your focus that you have got with the 5 to help you build great things for humanity, but make sure you're doing that daily spiritual practice so you can bring that focus down on something that you can really take forward. So for an expression 5, it's finding a mastery. Then you're going to be super disciplined on that mastery, and then you can innovate for the 22-4 within that mastery in order to give it more stability, safety and security. You know, it's about swimming with the tide, not against it, and using your numbers to help you. You've got to develop and improve your social skills to double the intensity, focus on widening, but most of all deepening your relationships to assist you, to work with you and support you emotionally in every way to manifest your big ideas in this world. It's important, most important, that you deepen your key relationships, but be intuitive to know who to deepen those relationships with and who to hold at a distance, because sometimes the 2 can get hoodwinked and the 2 will give all this service and love, and then the other person doesn't treat them very well or walks all over them. So it's important that they do it intuitively, because their love, the two's love, is a gift. And not everyone deserves that. So it's important that as you develop your social skills and go to deepen your relationships, that you only deepen the relationships and give your trust and your deepest of your love and care and attention to those that deserve it intuitively, that you feel have your better interests at heart as well, and aren't going to treat you like dirt and hurt you and walk away and take everything you give them and run. Okay, so it's important you learn to deepen those relationships, know who to let in and who not, because you've got to connect one-to-one with more people. You can't do this alone. You've got a big job. Your five talent energy provides you with excellent social skills. You're really good at holding people at a performance distance. You're charismatic with your communication skills, and you're able to charm, win people over with your stories and your humorous conversation. You're a good book writer. You're just a really good communicator across the board. However, deepening your relationships is not going to be so easy. That might be a little bit more problematic, because you tend to hold others at a distance, a performance distance, because you're all about developing your own mastery and having your own adventures. So you tend to keep people close, but not too close, if you know what I mean, which could really hamper, if you allow it to, the deepening of your relationships. So because of that double two, it's double the intention, the intensity to deepen. So support your life path 22-4 by intuitively dropping your guard and deepening key relationships in your life, and then learning who you can trust in the wider world using your intuition. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you're a healer, you're a master builder to heal the world and make it safer. You've got to know who else you should heal and connect with and support, that have good intentions, that have positive intentions, because, you know, it's important that you're not giving your gifts to people that are just going to treat it badly or treat you badly. You've got to learn to have balanced, healthy relationships. The two can struggle with their relationships, especially their relationships with others that are part of their sense of security. So you could have a problem where you can smother your loved ones and have expectations that can't be met, and you just expect, and you focus all your attention on them and what they're achieving and what they're doing, and then members of your family can feel quite smothered and over, like you being a bit overbearing. Or you can go the other way. You can let it disrupt your love relationships and completely connect and back away from wanting love at all, because, you know, it hurts your sense of security. So it's about having that balance. It's about seeing love as part of your security, which it is, and balancing it, not smothering, but not being decent and distant, giving people that balanced time, really. The problem is your five talent energy means you're better at widening your relationships, as I just said, than deepening them. So you're able to commit to deepening your relationships, but this might happen a bit later in life, because the five, especially early on, especially if they haven't found their passion and their focus yet, won't be quick to commit and deepen their relationships on any level, because they actually prefer freedom. You know, they want the ability to be able to skip off whenever they want to and do a new adventure or find something else that might teach them something about their mastery. So support your life path master 22-4 by learning to have balanced, healthy relationships with others. So you're not smothering, overburdening him, but you're not being too distant. Having that balanced time, developing the ability to deepen your connections by showing commitment, care, love, and loyalty. And to people close, and building a family, because that's going to be part of your security, that will serve as part of your secure foundation. So it's not about just building world security. You've got to sort yourself out too. So your own security, your community security, and then you've got to widen your scope, because that's what you promised you would do. Big job. You're also here to finish. Keep on about that intuition. You're here to learn to listen to and follow your intuitive voice within, because that's what makes you sensitive to the needs of others. And you're a service number. You're here to serve the world, and you're here to serve the needs of others on an individual and personal level in order to help them on a world level and achieve your goals for world stability and security. So intuition is vital for you to learn in this lifetime. listening to it, trusting in it and acting on it and having the intuitive voice and trusting that more than what you hear in the world, because you are here to be of service, to change the world, and the development of your intuitive voice and your ability to make decisions and assess the needs of others will be greatly enhanced. So intuition. Your lucky business here that you have is that your five talent energy, your expression number five, is extremely intuitive. So you have a natural intuitive talent within you, and all you've got to do now is trust it and let it guide you and act on it, because that intuition is very strong. You also have much potential for advanced intuition that will really support your master energy to support others for your life path 22-4. So this is a good thing, because intuition is a big part of your development. So support your life path master 22-4 by putting focus into further developing your already keen intuition, as it will aid you to be even further of service to humanity, which is what you're here to have. You're here to learn to be a team player, be cooperative, not just as part of a team or a group or a social group, but also as a family. You're a team player, a family player. You work in a group and you're here to work well with them. But you know, sometimes the 22-4 can be a bit heavy-handed, high-handed and distant, and sometimes they fail to communicate effectively with others, and they can be high-handed and high-headed, hard-headed at times. And they're here to play nice, you know, they're here to play good in groups and families and really support those around them, be dependable and responsible and all that, and deepen and connect in their relationships, that people in their team, their family or their friendship groups or whatever groups they have around them. Your five talent energy makes you excellent at getting on with others in a group. If you found your discipline, you'll work tirelessly to get the job done because of your passion and your focus on your mastery. But when unbalanced and unfocused, you may not always get the job done. You can get stuck in group drama, because fives love a bit of drama and fun. Disrupting team progression, and the team needs to be moving forward, not dealing with dramas or, you know, having fun rather than working, which the five can often do. I know, I'm an expression five. Anyway, moving right along. So support your life path master 22-4 by finding your focus, your specialism and your goal first, because that really will help you to focus. And then find your passion, your discipline, and then join or create a team to achieve this. And, you know, have a family that support you when you go home at night, when you've had a working day. You know, it's all part of your support system, whether people support you directly as a team when you're bringing world stability, or they support you at home with your family and your well-being. They're still part of your stability and security and can help you bring stability and security on a wider level. You got to develop the assertiveness to demand boundaries, though. You are a service number, double two. I mean, twos do too much. A double two can do way too much for others and not enough for themselves. And remember, you're here to achieve big goals in the four. So you can't just be focusing on everyone else. You know, you've got to have boundaries to being overworked, walked all over, taken advantage of, or taken for granted. You know, if you look after people too much, you don't end up doing what you need to do. You've got to develop your ability to respect not only your own boundaries for rest and recuperation and to do your own thing, but respect other people's boundaries too, and not be high-handed and do too much for other people, you know, and just get too involved with other people's lives when really you should have stopped way back. But your five talent energy isn't about helping others too much. I mean, there's nothing bad about that. You know, we need life paths and talent numbers that look after others and that look after themselves. Otherwise, there'd be an underbalance, you know, an overbalance. So you're confident, you're fearless, you're assertive as a five. You're able to assert yourself in a balanced way to appropriately establish your personal boundaries, because you're less about helping others and you're more about doing your own thing anyway. So it kind of gives you natural boundaries. And if you are getting your time encroached, you know, you're quite assertive and you're able to assert yourself in quite a balanced way when you're calm. But when unbalanced, you can be a bit of a drama queen and overstep other people's boundaries a little. There is a certain amount of irresponsibility and drama, about a 5 if they're in an unbalanced situation. But support your life path, Master 22-4, by being aware of your boundaries and the boundaries of others also and equally, and assert them in a balanced manner, taking care to respect those around you and, of course, having the time aside for you to do your big jobs on this earth. You're not here just to look after people directly. You're here to bring world stability that indirectly brings them safety and stability and helps those around you. You're here to be of service to the world, to be a leader, the nurturing leader of the team, the task, and be dependable. You can always, to serve the leader. I thought that sounded a bit confusing. You're here to be of service to the world and serve the leader, serve the team, or be the empire leader yourself and be dependable and responsible and always be counted upon to keep those cogs turning behind the scenes. But because this is your life path, you might struggle to be of service at times, especially with a 5 expression number. You might struggle to be dependable to others because 5s tend to be a little bit undependable unless it's linked to their mastery, and 5s can't always be counted upon to keep the cogs turning behind the scenes. So this might be a big learning point for you as a Master 22-4, because your 5 talent energy or your 5 expression means that you have the ability to be incredibly disciplined and dependable, but only if you're passionate and you found your mastery. You may not serve others you may not have the talent or the inclination to serve others just to serve others. You need to do something else that eventually brings service to others in an indirect way, something that focuses on your mastery and your communication that eventually widens out and helps others, but not necessarily constantly direct help. You need to be passionately committed to the subject or the task or the mastery at hand. So that's where your focus should be. So there's got to be a balance of how dependable am I going to be to others, and how does that help my mastery or my communication in this world? You know, it's a juggling act. So support your life path, Master 22-4, by finding your passion. We already know you gotta do that, to serve as the strong, dependable base for your team and world service and the family and the group around you. Because, you know, you'll never support your mastery or your family, especially unless you're having some kind of dependability and responsibility. If you're constantly undependable and irresponsible, you're not bringing any balance to your life. So it's important that you develop over time to be counted upon more, to be more dependable. Now, this isn't going to be an easy thing for a person that is so talented at being free and communicating and keeping everyone at a distance, then flitting off to go and inspire more people. You know, being counted upon is not going to be an easy thing for you. You're extremely sensitive, you hate and you run away from conflict, and you've got to learn to be a mediator. So you're here to learn to be a tactful mediator, but you might hate it. You know, it's going to be an issue. You know, if you're here to do something, you're not going to find it easy. So you're here to learn to be a tactful mediator, helping to resolve conflicts fairly for the good of the team, the family or the group or the social group or whatever teams and groups there are around you. But your 5 talent energy means that you're excellent. You're an excellent fearless communicator. You like to say what you think and you don't care if it's rebellious. You have the ability to foster communication between parties without feeling intimidated by them. You're quite fearless and you can really bang people's heads together if you want to help them to reach a fair resolution. However, you also, as a 5, you're quite good at drama and emotional explosions, and you can sometimes get involved with the drama and actually exacerbate it and even enjoy the excitement of the drama, of the gossip, of the difficulty, of the conflict, which, you know, it can only serve to exacerbate team conflict rather than mediate it. So another difficult task here for you is, instead of enjoying conflict and actually being a bit of a drama lover, you're here to actually mediate that conflict, take each side and try and bring a fair resolution. Now, again, this is not going to be an easy task for you, but now you know it's part of your purpose. It can be something that you can start to work on in this lifetime. You're here to stay focused and plan the next step after you've channeled a new idea and build a team to achieve it. So it's not just about channeling those new innovative ideas that are going to bring the world safety, stability and security. It's about planning those next steps, talking to the right people, building a team to help you start towards the process of execution of this idea. And the energy of the 22 needs to be the nurturer and the builder of ideas and teams, because the 22 is all about bringing those ideas to earth, not just dreaming them up and keeping them in the clouds. They're here to manifest. They're master builders. Expression number 5, your talent energy means that you're able to build a team, you can communicate really well as a 5, and you can expand any ideas that you want to the masses. However, the 5 tends to learn by experience and just do and think later. So 5s, you know, their talent for action means that they struggle to plan, and they tend to be better at learning by experience and going, oops, okay, I won't do that again, let's try something else, rather than planning ahead and trying to stop that happening in the first place. And, you know, building a team, they could do that. They're a good communicator, but they might not be good at bringing them close. They might keep them at a distance. So support your life path master 22-4 by being that planner, learning to be more of a planner. You'll hate it because you prefer just to act and do, but to sit and plan, you know, another difficult job for you. And, you know, plan the, you know, you're the originator of the idea. Now you've got to sit down and plan how that idea is going to be manifested. Learn to take a step back and look at the detail of your ideas, or look at the big picture, break it down to the detail and look what your next steps are. You're here to be a master builder, remember. So you've got to plan and meticulously take every step in your plan to bring stability to humanity. And it's not about acting, doing, oh, it's all fallen down, let's try again. It's important that you bring some planning into the process so that you don't build things that cause more harm than good. Okay, you're here to give yourself your own kudos as well. Sometimes you judge yourself on what everyone else says or thinks, and it very much links into what I said about your intuition. You need to develop your internal compass, not only your intuitive voice that assesses the needs of others, but the intuitive voice within that gives you that decision making, that internal compass that helps you make decisions, that helps you turn inward for validation, and doing what you think, what you feel, what you intuitively know you should do, rather than what you think everyone else wants you to do. Because, you know, 2s can be a bit of a shapeshifter, and double 2s can be doubly a shapeshifter, and do what everyone else wants and listen to everyone else's opinion rather than following their own very, very strong voice within. So your 5 talent energy, your expression 5, gives you huge potential and talent with intuition. We already know that. And that has the potential to guide your inner purpose, your inner compass, and give you inner confidence to give yourself that kudos you need to give yourself. You're highly social already. Your highly social communicative nature has the potential to draw you into consulting others more than is needed at times. But support your life path master 22-4 by putting 100% trust in that intuitive voice within, as I keep going on about, because it's your inner guidance that should help you make the decisions, and you should do what you feel is intuitively right to do. That is really, really important. You're also here in the 4 to commit and learn and commit to a person or a place so that you can actually start putting down roots to build your ideas from, because you're not going to be able to manifest your ideas until you ground them on earth. They're going to stay in the clouds. So you've got to ground your ideas so that you can start them building legs and start achieving your goals. You've got to commit to people and places so that you can put down the roots, people, place and time, so that you can start digging those roots for your own security before you can even start dealing with the security of the world. You can be uncommitted though and unable to build stability and security because it's your path to do so. Your 5 talent energy as well means that you can be incredibly committed and disciplined, or totally uncommitted and totally undisciplined, depending on whether you found your discipline and your mastery. So you can swing to either or, depending on the subject or what you're doing or where you are. So this is not going to be easy again, but support your life path master 22-4 by focusing and committing totally to your own channeled ideas, and then committing to the best place to manifest those ideas, talking to the right people, committing to the right people to help you manifest those ideas, to help you dig those foundations in the first place so that those ideas can sprout into something great. So commitment to people and places is vital. You might struggle to do it, but you're going to need to do it if you want to have a base to spring from. And, you know, you can't bring everyone else safety and stability and security if you're unsafe and you've got no stability and security. You're here to learn to set and achieve goals to take you on your journey towards inner and outer stability, security and safety. Build the foundations. Think to yourself, what is security to me? How can I bring security to the world? And start with, how can I bring security to me first of all? And then how do I want it to bring it to the world? But you've got to start one goal at a time, remember. So what is security to you? Build the foundations of that. Is it a family? Is it the people around you? Is it the house that covers your head? Is it the locked door that keeps you safe at night? Is it a good income that brings you the money you need to have that strong, stable house? And it's normally families and homes and jobs and finance and income that is the security and stability for people in this world. And you're here to build those foundations and that stability so that you can build families and empires and ideas and businesses. Is one goal at a time, and that's what the 22-4 is here to do. Your five talent energy though can be disciplined and committed as long as they're dealing with their specialism and their passion. If they haven't found their passion, this is not going to be easy. You may not have specific set goals though, even if you have found your passion. And you might not measure your progress as meticulously as the Master Life Path 22-4 wants you to. And you might be a bit wishy-washy with your goal achievement and change them a lot because of your changeable, adaptable five energy. Might keep changing your mind and you might keep changing your goals or not be meticulous enough with that goal achievement. So support your Life Path Master 22-4 by making sure you're setting specific SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, timely. Oh, you see, I remembered. So specific and measurable goals that you can follow meticulously step by step with goals and with accurate action to build that stable, strong, long-lasting foundation. You know, your foundation isn't going to be strong if you don't put the cement in all the right places or put the nails in all the right places. You have to meticulously make sure that all the holes are filled, all the cement holes are filled, all the nail holes are filled with a strong nail, to make sure that everything you build is strong and stable. And that means you've got to be detail orientated and meticulous. And that's vital, unfortunately. And the five won't like doing that much. They like fun and adventure, expansion and variety and moving on. So the detail needed for a 22-4 is not going to be easy for a talented five, unless they're on their mastery, in which case then they're good to go because, you know, the five, when they found their passion, can be over-disciplined and over-focused on their mastery at times. You're here to learn to plan, remember. Create a process or a procedure to ensure, and the rules to ensure, that the achievement of your goals and the processing and things that you build are strong and stable and can deal with all your dynamic ideas. And you can be, because you're here to be accurate and build a process and a procedure. You might be directionless and inaccurate, lazy, even block your own progression at times. Your five talent energy means you're not one for planning. We already know that. Repetitive processes and limiting procedures are not something that the five is happy with or comfortable with. They prefer freedom and expansion and laissez-faire. They don't like plans, especially strict plans. They don't like repetitive. They don't like rules and processes and procedures where you have to do things a certain way, because it's routine and process is stifling for a five and very limiting, and it makes a five want to rebel. So support your life path master 24 by realizing the importance of the peace of mind created by accurate, meticulous planning, procedure building, so you know what you're doing, where it's going to go, and what the results are going to be, to keep you, make you more safe. You know, I know you love to be excitable and fearless and adventurous, but we've got to bring some safety into your life. Accurate planning, procedure building, maybe a few rules to keep everyone in line so that nothing goes wrong. Processes, procedures, step by step for your goals and for what you're building. So your idea will be stable and secure and stand the test of time with proper planning and process. And that is what's going to support your life path master 22-4 as a master builder. You need deep, meticulous focus on achieving stability, like a stable home or whatever a security is for you, a stable home, business or income, building your inner security, eating the right food so that you're safe when it comes to eating. You know, there's a lot around safety and stability and security. But of course, because you're here to be focused, you can be really scattered and missteps in your impatience to move forward, because fours can be really impatient. And unfortunately, your five expression or your five talent energy is very passionate and quite impatient by nature. You achieve great things with your exceptional discipline if you found your focus. But the goal for you is personal freedom more than security. You know, you want to be free. You want to get out there and do fun things. And then your passion, your purpose number, your life path, wants you to bring more security to the world. So there's going to be a big issue. You're going to be swimming against the tide a lot there, unless you mix your need for adventure and fun or your mastery with, you know, bringing some kind of safety to that situation. Let's say your mastery is being a windsurfer. Maybe you should put some extra focus on the health and safety elements of being a windsurfer and let the whole world know how more windsurfers can stay alive. You know, that's how you can start swimming with the tide and we'll start working with both the numbers rather than struggling, because you're more about personal freedom, adventure, risk. Freedom is favored over security. So how would you merge the two? Could you do a job that is free? Could you have a life that is free but teach others how to be safe with it? I don't know. That's a suggestion you could think about. So support your life path master 22-4 by switching your focus towards more safety and longevity rather than freedom. And as much as freedom is really fun and adventure is really fun, you know, it's about bringing security and stability and safety to the world. So safety over freedom, you know, in this world. And maybe you can merge the two, you know, so it stops you swimming against the tide of fearlessness and safety in this lifetime. You've got to learn to be detail oriented and analytical and organized and accurate to ensure that all your plans and all your processes as a master builder are watertight. And because you've got to be accurate and organized and watertight and have everything in its place, you can be totally disorganized and flaky and missteps in your plan, be impatient, do one bit but not another and think that you can probably skip that bit, you know. And when you're trying to build something safe and secure, you can't be skipping any bits. You've got to do it all meticulously. Follow every rule, follow every process, follow every procedure, and have those for yourself when it comes to your life and your business. So your five talent energy means that you learn new things and you look at varied information that interests you. You love variation, adventure, and you know, it's great for you. At your best, you can look at the detail of a single subject to mastery when you found it. So you have the ability to work with the detail, but you're not going to do it lightly. You know, you need to have found a focus and a passion for them, for you to actually take the time to focus on the detail. When you don't have a passion or a mastery, the detail will not be something that an expression number five will be able to do well. They need to be interested and focused before they can actually create that organization, that accuracy that they need for their life path. However, in early development, you tend to scratch the subject of many subjects and you never look at the detail. And there is that risk that you could struggle to focus quite a lot. So having this knowledge might help you to find that focus, find that mastery, because you know it's going to be difficult. I'm hoping you'll just put more focus into that. So support your Life Path Master 22-4 by looking deeper into your subject. Channel ideas, set goals to progress and analyze to the detail to ensure that you're running on the right track and building something great and something secure that you can really, that really has longevity. Your Master Life Path 22-4 means that you're an old soul. You agreed to bring safety and stability and security to this world. And it was a big job. And it's because you're an old soul that you decided to do it. It's like doing a PhD instead of a college degree. You know, you've got the experience and the ability to do it. So you're pushing yourself beyond what us lowly single life paths often have to do. So you're here to innovate, build empires, organizations, businesses, families. It involves hard work, balanced work, not too hard. Sometimes 22-4s can work far too hard. So to work consistently, have a detail focus, be able to deal with routine work and tasks. Five don't like routine work. You're here to develop a work ethic, to work in a consistent way and develop the enjoyment of routine work and tasks. Well, that's not going to be easy for you as a five, because the five talent energy means that you have the potential to work hard if you've committed to your mastery, your passion, your discipline. Then you could probably be more focused and hardworking. However, without commitment to your passion and your mastery, you won't engage. Routine is not a word in your vocabulary. Even when you found your mastery, routine can be a bit of a drudge for you, and it might be something you avoid, and it's not something you find easy to cope with. So routine is not a word in your vocabulary, really, and doing jobs that are routine is going to be a difficult thing for a talented five. They prefer variation and change. They need their day to be different. They can't be doing with routine all the time. So support your Life Path Master 22-4 by working hard on your discipline and your specialism and your goal and your ideas as you need to do. And understand that even the most creative and dynamic of environments involves routine tasks. And you've got to learn to be able to focus on those routine tasks. I mean, you'll be better if those routine tasks are focused on your mastery, but it's never going to be an easy thing for you. So, you know, it's going to involve some self-discipline at the end of the day for you to actually start working on a more consistent level and dealing with those routine tasks that you normally, as a talented five, avoid as much as you can. Because you're here to be patient, you're here to have perseverance so that every step in the process to your goals for your stable foundation are taken. And you're prone to impatience, you're prone to corner cutting, and your talent number in the five could exacerbate that, again, depending on whether you found your focus. So your five talent energy means that you have the potential to persevere when you're passionately committed to your mastery. Again, you can do it if you're committed to your mastery. But you may fail to set specific goals again, or be patient enough to see them through. Fives like to go, 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 go. Waiting is not in a five's vocabulary. And you might end up giving up before you commit because you're fed up of waiting, because you want to move on to the next, or, you know, for many, many, many reasons. So perseverance and patience can be difficult for you. So support your life support your Life Path Master 22-4 by learning to be patient and persevere past the point of boredom to the detailed steps underneath to help you to achieve your goals. This could be boring, this could be laborious, but at the end of the day, it's going to help you build something strong, something stable, something secure for yourself and eventually for the world around you, for the people close to you and the wider world as well. It can build into something great. You're here to have the determination and the perseverance to keep going, because fours can give up, you know, and having a five talent number might not help that at times. So you're here to develop determination and the staying power and the perseverance to keep going, even when there's obstacles and difficulties that try and get in the way of you achieving your goals. And you are prone to giving up at the first hurdle when you think something's getting in your way or there's some obstacle, and you can get fed up and impatient and fold your arms and give up. And that's not what you're here to do. Your five talent energy, though, means that you can traverse through and around obstacles flexibly. Obstacles are just something for you to either rebel against or just adapt yourself around or use to your advantage. So the five is quite adaptable. They're good at dealing with obstacles and either going through them, adapting to them, or using them to their advantage. So, you know, bringing in obstacles and changes is actually something that an expression five is quite talented at doing. So there's going to be some assistance here. There is going to be some impatience, you know, some impatience with obstacles with the five. And sometimes fives will go, oh, stuff it, and walk away at the first sign of trouble because they just can't be doing with it, especially if it's not linked to their mastery or it hasn't got a deep meaning for them. So determination and perseverance, they're good at traversing those obstacles and difficulties if it's something that they really want or it's linked to their mastery. But, you know, they might also be impatient and walk away at the first sign of trouble because they don't care about it enough. So it's important that you care about it, I guess, so that you've got something to persevere for. So support your life path, Master 22-4, by exercising the determination to traverse, adapt to and leap over or round or adapt to or, you know, use to your advantage any obstacles, but keep going, keep reaching your goals. Don't allow that to stop you. Adapt and keep going. Jump over it, jump through it, jump around it, use it to your advantage, but don't let obstacles stop you, and certainly don't let obstacles tell you to give up. Actually, it's the best lesson you'll ever have. You've got an obstacle to achieve. Learn how to get over it. Learn how to adapt to it. You know, it only makes you a more multifaceted human being on this earth, and it just serves to develop your soul like any adversity develops your soul. You've also got to come to terms with limitation. Limitation is before you in order to teach you stuff, in order to teach you the value of having limits to things, the value of having some safety around you, the value of having limitations on the things we do so things don't overbalance. But fours can find that really difficult, you know, the limitation. And like the thing with the obstacles, they can just want to, you know, give up or impose obstacles on themselves that stop them from moving forward. But your five talent energy means that you don't compute limitation, really. It actually annoys you. You find limitation and restriction difficult to deal with if it's too tight, especially. And it might cause you to rebel or lose interest and give up. And sometimes the five is quite good at adapting to it, though. If it's something that, you know, that the five feels that they can adapt to, that they can use to their advantage, that limitation could work out well for the five. But normally across the board, the freedom talented five does not like limitation because it's like to them the opposite of what they want and what they're good at achieving in life. So for a five, it often limits their freedom to have all these limitations, but they've got to learn to be adaptable and work through them or around them or with them in order to, so that it doesn't stop them in their tracks. But when you're low, you may allow low self-confidence and self-imposed limitation or even victimhood from like previous relationships to get you stuck and hold you back. So support your life path, Master 22-4, by treating limitation as an important safety measure for you to learn by and adapt and move on from. Limitation exists to bring safety and stability to all. It doesn't exist to stop you in your tracks or make you give up. See the limitation as something for you to learn, something for you to work with or adapt to or get past in whatever way you can in a safe, secure and stable manner. It is certainly not there to stop you or hold you back in any way. Finally, you can hold on to stuff when you're a 22-4. You can have wounded, problematic relationships and work through. You've got to start to learn through those feelings of lack and pain that you've brought from your past. And it could be difficult relationships from people from your past that you might feel people have done bad things to you. And you've got a bit of a victim mentality. And that tends to hold you back or be used as an excuse for you not to move forward. which can really is another way that can, that a master builder can get stuck in their tracks, not just limitation, not just obstacle, but also themselves, their wounded relationships that has made them feel wounded inside and given them a victim mentality, and they need to learn to get past that. But your talent in the five means that you actually are better at looking forward rather than backwards. You're positive, you're always looking at the next new thing, which can help you to stop, you know, focusing on the past too much, which can be really good. You're always looking to the next new thing. You're less likely to be limited by past events, more likely to push things aside and move on, which can really help your tendency to have that victim mentality in the 22-4. So support your life path, Master 22-4, by understanding that we need complex relationships in our incarnations. We need difficulties in order to bring learning and development, not self-pity and stagnancy. Victimhood is only going to serve to hold you back, and it's not something that is going to serve you well, because all experience, both light and dark, are lessons. And it's about learning those lessons and moving on a stronger person, not allowing it to hold you back or using it as an excuse to do nothing or a poor me situation where you, oh, I can't do that, I can't achieve that because, you know, I'm so damaged, I just can't do that. It's not something that should be in your repertoire. You're here to be fearless, you're here to work through things, you're here to look forward and be able to understand that, you know, we're going to experience darkness in our life. We can't use that as a stick to beat our progression with and keep us stuck in one place. So you've got to avoid social isolation. Sometimes the four energy especially can be too socially isolated and not help people enough. And it's important that you socialize regularly, especially with familiar groups, people that you work with, your team, your family, your like-minded friends, you know, and not distance yourself too much from others and have a balance of the two. Yes, you've got a big job to do, you've got big goals to achieve and you want to focus on them, but it's really important that you don't over-isolate yourself. Remember, you're here to connect with people on a double intensity. You might need to build things for your master builder and you need time on your own for that, but it's so important. You've got double the intensity to build relationships with others, so it's important that you avoid any kind of social isolation or isolation beyond what is healthy, okay, and connect with those that are close to you. Your five talent energy means that you've got excellent confidence, social skills and communication skills, good at that performance distance, good at meeting new people, holding others at that distance, better at that than pulling people close. So you might go out and socialize, but that still doesn't mean that you can't isolate yourself, because it means that you might be holding, people might only be seeing your performance you, and you're not really connecting enough and letting people see the real you. There's still that distance between you. So support that life path, Master 22-4, by honouring that double two to pull people close, socialising regularly, especially with those you already know, you already trust intuitively, you already can relate to, and bring some depth and trust to your connections, because they're your support system to help propel yourself towards having a world focus and bringing ideas and manifestations that bring safety and stability and security to the whole world. It's a big responsibility to have. Now, I hope you've really liked this video today, and if you haven't already, please like and subscribe and follow me on YouTube. If you like my video, please click that thumbs up button. And you know, if you want to keep up to date with my latest posts, click that bell icon and that will let you know when I'm uploading more things. I'm on all the social media networks. The best way to contact me is through my email, katie@soulexplorer.net. But if you want to request a video, it's ample that you can just put it on my comment videos or you can send me an email. I do go on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn and Twitter, but the answers might be a bit more delayed on there because I don't get to go on them as often. And my email's right at the end of my thumb whenever I need it. So email if you want a quick response, okay? If you want a reading, email me. If you want to join my channel and have an ongoing service, just press join on my channel and we can have a one-to-one service. I can do you personal videos. We'll meet up once a month to for your progress. There's weekly videos about the universal energies. I really look after my members. So if you want a personal service, click that join button. If you want a one-off reading, email me. I'll do you a one-off reading, either 2 hour or 1 hour. You might want to learn about numerology. I've got courses on Udemy. I've got 2 books on Amazon. Just search for my name on Amazon, Katie, Y-O-U-E-R-S. And then my books come straight up at the top because no one else has got my surname. And those will teach you not only how to read your own chart, but the charts of other people as well, and how to blend those numbers and know what it is your life purpose is. Anyway, I'm going to stop gabbling now and let you go. But remember, whatever I've said in this nearly hour-long video, if it doesn't resonate with the intuitive voice within you, make sure it's not your fears stopping you and that it is your intuitive voice, because that is the voice you should be listening to. You should be doing what you feel and know that you need to do, not based on fear or anything or anger, based on your intuitive knowing of what the most positive and best thing to do. That's in your inner voice. See you soon.